You're listening to SBS News.
You can't be what you can't see. It's a maxim you may have heard before. And the creators of Barbie, Mattel, say that philosophy is behind their decision to make Barbies that represent autistic women and girls. The company sent the new doll to Australian actor and disability activist Chloe Hayden, who couldn't contain her excitement when she shared her reaction on social media.
Growing up, I never saw myself anywhere, not in media and definitely not in the toys that I played with. So to now be able to see myself in Barbie, it's mind-blowing. And the impact that this is going to have on little girls is so exciting.
The doll is designed to reflect some of the ways in which neurodiverse people may experience the world, including articulated elbows and wrists to allow for stimming hand movements, a gaze that is slightly averted rather than making direct eye contact, and accessories linked to sensory processing and communication. The doll was developed with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network for its Fashionistas collection, which already includes dolls representing a wide range of skin tones, body types, medical conditions and disabilities. Associate Professor of Social and Developmental Psychology at Durham University in the UK, Monique Botha, believes it's an important move.
There are a lot of autistic children who will see a Barbie with ear defenders and an AAC device, which is a communication device, and absolutely be delighted. They will be delighted that there is a toy that might capture a bit of their experience, that they can see themselves in someone else.
Australian developmental scientist and autistic mother Dr. Kristen Summers says she won't be buying this toy for her children. She recently released a video on Instagram explaining her concerns over the creation of what she described as a visual template for autism.
And the moment that exists, autistic kids, particularly girls, will start being compared to it. The second problem I see is that it creates a right way to be autistic. If your autism doesn't look like this, if you don't use an AAC, if you don't stim visibly, if you mask, this doll doesn't say you're included, it says you're not being autistic the right way.
Autistic content creator Ellie Middleton says the doll reflects a broader shift in how autism is understood, moving away from traditionally masculine representations.
Up until very recently, autism was seen as something that young white boys had, and it was kind of, especially a male thing, it was seen as something that was almost like one specific type rather than a spectrum. And I think we're starting to see the movement of society understanding that actually women can be autistic, people of colour can be autistic, adults can be autistic.
While others have voiced concerns, the Barbie could actually be enforcing stereotypes rather than broadening inclusion. Professor Botha advises this, as with all representation, is not universal.
There will also be an entire group of autistic people who don't particularly see themselves in this toy, who don't feel represented, and a toy cannot possibly represent everyone. Similarly, from other research, we know that children who play with ultra-thin dolls also, it affects how they see themselves and is related to an increased drive towards thinness itself.
The iconic doll is famous for embodying different professions and identities since her creation in the 1950s. And this latest iteration comes as autism policy is being formed around the world. Nicole Rogerson is CEO of Autism Awareness Australia and a parent of an autistic adult. While recognising the autistic community will have a range of opinions on this Barbie, she believes it isn't a reflection of meaningful progress in improving the lives of autistic people.
It did make me honestly roll my eyes a little bit and say, in the grand scheme of the challenges that the autism community has both nationally and internationally, a doll's not really going to do much here. It's really important for the autism community to be able to look at a day like this and say, great, wonderful, there's a doll, but come on, let's get back to the serious work we need to do.
Ms. Rogerson says this is a time of stress and uncertainty for many families. A year ago, Australia launched its first national autism strategy, a 7-year plan that dedicates more than $42 million in its first phase.
We know that autism is spoken about so often when we talk about the overrun of costs of the NDIS, and the government are frantically trying to rein in some of those costs and make really big changes to how children with autism are treated in early intervention and education in Australia. Those changes are happening right now, those policy changes are happening right now, and families are very, very nervous about what that looks like because it's been not terribly clear what those changes are going to make.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.